This is Awesome Etiquette from APM Podcasts and presented by VPR. I'm Dan Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post, and we're from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. I have a good friend who lives in a gated community. I often go to her home to pick up children, drop things off, or just spend time catching up. She typically texts me a gate code to use for gate access so that I do not have to dial in and call her from the gate box, which is the only other way to get in as there is no attendant at the entrance. The last few times I have visited her, there has been a car, or in one case two cars, pulled off to the side waiting for someone with a gate code so that they can piggyback and gain entry into the community. This has caused me pause. I am typically visiting my friend during the day while many people are at work, leaving me wondering if it's a safety hazard to let unauthorized people in. If the piggybackers were visiting someone who was home, it seems like they could just use the gate box and call the person they wish to visit, who could then remotely open the gate for them. I thought about going very slowly so that it would be difficult to piggyback through, but that could backfire as I would rather my car not get damaged if I were too slow. I would feel uncomfortable rolling my window down and asking people not to follow me through, as it might be deemed rude or presumptuous. Am I overthinking this? I've heard you talk about how safety trumps etiquette, but where is the line in this situation? I would love your advice. Best wishes, grumbling at the gate.
Oh, grumbling at the gate. Thank you for this question. This is a bit of a dilemma.
It's a good one, right?
And it certainly poses a couple of etiquette problems here, and I think you've identified them. On the one hand, you really want to take care. You've got a responsibility as a gatekeeper. It's a little bit like having a key to a building, and you're supposed to keep track of it. And there's certainly that perspective. And you are right. We do say often on this show that safety trumps etiquette. Safety is so important. And if someone's safety is in jeopardy or someone's in danger, you knock the chair over and give them the Heimlich maneuver. You take their keys away before they drive home. That you are willing to deal with a certain amount of awkwardness in order to address a safety situation. There are a couple of ways to think about safety here, though, because there's also the question of your safety. And you definitely, if that person following you in through the gate really was someone who was there with bad intent, it's not necessarily your job to be the one confronting them or trying to suss that out. And if they aren't someone there with bad intent, then you playing that role of gatekeeper might be a little presumptuous, or they might not take so kindly to that. And that's understandable also. I think there's a pretty simple solution to this problem.
Lay it on me.
You talk to your friend and ask her or him what they would like you to do when this situation arises. And I'm guessing that they would give you some kind of number to call to let someone know if someone had followed you through the gate, if there isn't an attendant there. Or they might say, you know, this happens all the time here. It's really not a problem. Don't worry about it. Or they might say, oh, no, that really isn't okay at all. We're going to make it more of a habit to come down and meet you.
Or here's how we handle it when someone's waiting to follow us in, that kind of a thing, too. Because they must deal with this as well. This has to happen to the people she's visiting.
Absolutely could be a protocol.
I think, too, that if anybody ever did question you, I think it would be perfectly appropriate to say in a really non-judgmental tone, you know, I'm just not aware of who lives or who does or doesn't have access. So if you don't mind buzzing the person that you know, I'd appreciate it. Or generally, someone who has the ability to buzz somebody that they know isn't going to be waiting for you. It's a pretty clear indication that either they've arrived early and the person they're visiting isn't home, something like that. I get it. And you can even say, you know, I don't mean to leave you out in the cold. It's just, I would rather not. I don't feel comfortable having, you know, buzzing you in on behalf of someone else.
I'm a guest here myself. Grumbling at the gate, I think that the heart of the advice is talk to the person you're visiting and ask them what they would prefer you do. We hope this helps and that you're in and out without any trouble in the future.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by APM Podcasts.